Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 through 16. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. For prior to the coming of certain men from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he began to withdraw and hold himself aloof, fearing the party of the circumcision. The rest of the Jews joined him in hypocrisy, with the result that even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas, in the presence of all, if you, being a Jew, live like the Gentiles and not like the Jews, how is it that you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews? We are Jews by nature and not sinners from among the Gentiles. Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. Since by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified.
The scriptures record many instances of conflict between nations, among friends, and in families, and we see the same things today. While fighting, people can say harsh, unfair words. Their accusations often create turmoil and emotional pain. But the way we respond to such aggressiveness is determined by what we believe. To start with, those of us who are believers can remind ourselves of two things. First, God has the power to work our painful times into something beneficial. And second, our caring Heavenly Father indwells us and always remains by our side. He understands what we're experiencing and walks with us through it. God's Word proclaims His sovereignty over nature, government, and mankind. When we believe in His sovereign rule, our perspective on hard times changes. Then, after possibly reacting with fear or resentment initially, we'll then be quick to turn to Him in prayer and ask for guidance. In the world, conflict is inevitable. When something we've done is the source of the turmoil, we should apologize. If others are at fault, we should forgive. As Christ's ambassadors, the way we respond really matters.